Work, and I'm from University of Georgia. Today, I'll be presenting a part of my research titled Contributions of Various Physiological Parameters to Early Season Whole Crop Vigor in Cotton. Uniform and vigorous stand establishment is important to give a good start to the crop. Vigorous early season growth or high seedling vigor is important to minimize the risk associated with stand loss and thus reduces the cost associated with replanting, making crop production profitable and economical. Seedling vigor can be influenced by a number of factors such as genotype, various crop management practices, and various environmental conditions. Among the environmental conditions, temperature is one of the important factor influencing seedling vigor. Both high and low temperature conditions can affect seed germination, early season growth, and whole plant growth and development. Thus, selection of planting date with optimal temperature conditions is crucial for successful crop production. For cotton, temperatures around 28 to 30 degrees Celsius is considered optimum. Another factor affecting seedling vigor being the genotype, that is the seed size and composition. Research in the past reported the effect of seed size, seed mass on seedling vigor. It was reported that higher the seed size, seed mass, higher is the seedling vigor. Plant growth and development are the two important and continuous processes in the life cycle of plants. And plant growth can be assessed using growth analysis technique, quantifying the change in either the dry weight measurements or the leaf area or both. Various crop growth indices, such as crop growth rate, net assimilation rate, or leaf area index, can be used as the simple and most direct indicators of crop response to various conditions. Mathematically, crop growth rate is the function of net assimilation rate, which is the specific leaf activity, and the leaf area index, which represents the amount of leaf, the total leaf area. For the present study, it was hypothesized that cotton cultivars, which are large seeded, will be more vigorous compared to the small seeded cultivars under different planting conditions where cultivar differences in vigor exist. Based upon this hypothesis, the first objective was to determine the effect of different cotton cultivars and different planting dates on early season cotton growth. Secondly, it was hypothesized that variation in early crop growth will be more strongly and positively associated with leaf area index instead of net assimilation rate. Based upon this, the second objective was to identify the crop physiological responses which are more closely and strongly associated with early cotton growth. The experiment was conducted at Land-Rigdon Farm, Tifton, Georgia, University of Georgia. There were two main treatment effects being studied, the planting date effect and the cultivar effect. For the planting date effect, the three different planting dates corresponding to the months of April, May, and June were selected for the two growing seasons, that is 2017 and 2018. And for the cultivars were selected based upon the differences in the seed mass. And the three cultivars selected were Delta Pine 348, which was the largest seed mass cultivar selected, Delta Pine 1612 and Delta Pine 1614 are the two upland cultivars, out of which Delta Pine 1614 was the least seed mass of the three selected cultivars. For the experimental design, a split plot design with five replicates for each cultivars, mixed ANOVA effect, and the Fisher's LSD with 5% probability was used to statistically analyze the results. And the functions like linear regression and pairwise correlation analysis was used to determine the relationship between various indices such as crop growth rate, net assimilation rate, leaf area index. Coming on to the data collection, the first in the data collection was the stand establishment. Stand counts from 1.5 meter sections from two rows within each plot were done at 3, 5, 7, and 14 days after planting. Next in data collection was growth analysis data. For growth analysis data, plants were destructively harvested from 1.5 meter sections from each plot at 3 and 5 weeks after planting, and the harvested plants were analyzed for number of plants, leaf area, and dry weight measurements. From the growth data collected at 3 and 5 weeks after planting, various indices were calculated. The first derived indices were the crop growth rate, net assimilation rate, and leaf area index. Along with these indices, various plant-specific growth indicators were also calculated. It was leaf area ratio, leaf fraction, specific leaf area, and leaf area per plant. The first table here represents the temperature and the accumulated growing degree days for both the growing season 2017 and 2018. The first three columns represent the year, planting date, and the sampling time, that is the weeks after planting, either 3 or 5 weeks after planting. The next two columns represent the accumulated maximum and the minimum temperature from each planting to each sampling time. And the last column is the accumulated growing degree days, similar to the temperatures. It also represents the accumulated temperatures from each planting to the each sampling time. For both the years, 2017 and 2018, the temperatures corresponding to the April planting were the lowest, and the temperatures corresponding to the June were highest of the three selected planting dates. The second table here represents the p-values, the ANOVA for the stand establishment data, with planting date effect, cultivar effect, and their interaction effect, both 2017 and 2018. All the p-values are zero at 3 days after planting, since no stands were obtained at 3 days after planting. But for both the years, at rest of the days, that is 5, 7, and 14 days after planting, whenever significant planting date effect was observed, it was the June planting with higher temperature conditions that resulted in faster emergence. And whenever significant cultivar effect was observed, it was the larger seed mass cultivars, that is Delta Pine 348 and Delta Pine 1612, that resulted in higher stand establishment compared to the smaller seed mass cultivar Delta Pine 1614. The two graphs here are for the crop growth rate for 2017 and 2018. The y-axis on both the graphs represents the crop growth rate. The x-axis is the three selected planting dates, and three different cultivars are shown in three different colors. For both 2017 and 2018, significant planting date, cultivar, and interaction effect was observed. On comparing the three planting dates, it was the May planting in 2017 and June planting in 2018 that resulted in higher crop growth rate. And on comparing the three cultivars, again, it was the larger seed mass cultivars, Delta Pine 1612 and Delta Pine 348, that resulted in higher crop growth rate. Especially under suboptimal temperature conditions, it was the larger seed mass cultivars that outperformed the smaller seed mass cultivar, that is Delta Pine 1614. The two aerial pictures here are just to show the differences among the early season growth. The picture on the left was taken for one of the planting dates at 3 weeks after planting, and the second one was at the 5 weeks after planting. And we can clearly see the differences among different cultivars for early season growth. The next set of graphs here is for the leaf area index. Similarly, the y-axis represents the leaf area index values, and x-axis is the three planting dates for 2017 and 2018. Here as well, similar to crop growth rate, significant planting date, cultivar, and interaction effect was observed. Again, for 2017, it was the May planting, and for 2018, it was the June planting that resulted in higher leaf area index values. And the larger seed mass cultivars, that is Delta Pine 348 and Delta Pine 1612, that performed better than Delta Pine 1614, resulted in higher leaf area index compared to Delta Pine 1614. The graphs here are for the net assimilation rate. For 2017, the first graph, the y-axis represents the net assimilation rate for both the graphs. For 2017, unlike the previous two graphs, crop growth rate and leaf area index, the only significant effect was the planting date effect. And again, it was the May planting that resulted in higher net assimilation rate. But for 2018 data, significant planting date, cultivar, and interaction effect was observed. And it was the June planting that resulted in higher net assimilation rate values compared to the other two planting dates. As mentioned earlier, that linear regression analysis was used to determine the relationship between various crop indices. And one of the hypotheses was that crop variation in crop growth rate will be more strongly associated with leaf area index than net assimilation rate. In order to test that, crop growth rate was plotted against leaf area index and net assimilation rate for both 2017 and 2018. And from both the R-square values for 2017 and 2018 of crop growth rate versus leaf area index, which were higher than the R-square values for crop growth rate versus net assimilation rate, which indicates a strong relationship between crop growth rate and leaf area index compared to crop growth rate and net assimilation rate, which follows what was hypothesized initially. Similarly, pairwise correlation analysis was further used to test this association, this relationship. Here as well, crop growth rate was found to be positively and significantly correlated with net assimilation rate, leaf area index, and leaf area per plant. But no significant correlation was observed with any of the plant growth specific indicators. However, the strongest relationship was, again, was with crop growth rate and leaf area index. And leaf area per plant is a function of, is dependent upon leaf area index. That's why it was strongly correlated with leaf area per plant as well, along with leaf area index. Now, coming on to the conclusions, as it was seen from the stand establishment and various crop indices data, whenever significant planting date effect was observed, it was May planting in 2017 and June planting in 2018 that resulted in higher values of measured parameters. And looking at the cultivar effect, wherever significant cultivar effect was observed, it was the larger seed mass cultivars, that is Delta Pine 348 and Delta Pine 1612, that outperformed Delta Pine 1614, especially under suboptimal temperature conditions. And as seen from the linear regression and the correlation analysis graph, a stronger and positive association was observed between crop growth rate and leaf area index rather than crop growth rate and net assimilation rate, which indicates a stronger and positive effect of leaf area rather than the specific leaf activity. That means the crops were the variation in the early season growth, the vigorous early season growth, are more due to the cultivars or the plants putting up more leaves rather than them being more efficient, photosynthetically efficient. So which follows what was hypothesized initially. With this, I'll take up any questions.
Thank you.